USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leaders are slamming the Biden administration's border policies.
Today we're seeing 3,000 or 4,000 illegal crossings a day at our southern border. It is a national crisis, and it needs to be confronted by President Biden, and he refuses to acknowledge this.
House Republican Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana. Scalise also saying there are super spreader caravans coming across our southern border, which is a reference to the coronavirus outbreak. Jury selection is moving forward in ex-cop Derek Chauvin's trial. The former Minneapolis police officer is accused of killing George Floyd and is facing charges of manslaughter and second-degree murder. Chauvin was originally charged with third-degree murder last October, but a judge dismissed it, saying it didn't apply to the case. Security is tight around the courthouse. USA Radio News.
It's happened. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. It takes seconds, and with the free app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription, not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want. At home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, and it's free on OTT devices, your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku, YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily wherever you are. So check Newsmax.com online for breaking headlines. Then go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so much more. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Everyone is watching Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
House Republicans are ripping the big stimulus bill that is expected to get final approval in the House this week. Wyoming's Liz Cheney saying the nearly $2 trillion bill is a spending burden. In the Senate, Republican Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, reminding everyone.
On top of that, $1 trillion is currently unspent. We did not need to authorize another $1.9 trillion. In total, we're about $28 trillion in debt. We did not need this.
Senate Democrats also on board with sending stimulus checks of $1,400 to prisoners as they voted down an amendment put forth by Republicans.
They had a chance on Saturday morning to stop checks from going to prisoners, from going to the Boston bomber, for instance. And on that vote, they declined. Every single Democrat wanted to continue the practice of sending checks to prisoners.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One of the many symptoms of people who get coronavirus is loss of smell. In fact, close to 90% of people who test positive for COVID-19 lose their sense of smell.
It ends up causing the nerves in the top of the nose, which are responsible for your sense of smell, to get inflamed.
That's Dr. David Rosen, who is an ear, nose, and throat doctor. Dr. Rosen, continuing on CBS News, says the pathogens in your nose are very resilient.
The fortunate thing about the olfactory nerve is it's got that ability to recover and repair.
As a COVID-19 positive patient begins to recover, there have also been cases of people smelling things that were unpleasant but weren't there.
The smell fibers that were affected by the COVID are starting to not become so inflamed, but the brain hasn't quite figured out exactly the right pathways.
Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds signed a bill into law that shortens the window for mail-in and Election Day voting in the state. Under the law, ballots have to arrive by the day of the election to be counted. Currently, they simply have to be postmarked by Election Day. Reynolds saying in a statement, all of these additional steps promote more transparency and accountability, giving Iowans even greater confidence to cast their ballots. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.